This 15th day of September, it is Connect to a Cause Day. We are excited about this, a chance for you to help out a lot of nonprofits, up to 74 nonprofits, I think is the last number I remember seeing. This 12-hour crowdfunding campaign going on with the Community Foundation, peoplewhocare.org. Look up their Facebook page. You can follow them throughout the day. It has just begun. Someone who's very busy and excited today as well is from the Community Foundation, Laura Malone. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Happy Connect to a Cause Day. I'm so excited.
We are too. We're excited about this big event that's been going on now a couple of years. And every time it seems a little different and more response. That's the key, right? It builds momentum.
That is the key. More response at every angle. So this is our third year. We started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic with 50 nonprofit organizations. Last year, we had 64 nonprofit organizations. This year, we have 74 nonprofit organizations, all raising funds for 12 hours today from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. online. You can go on our website, peoplewhocare.org, to make a donation, or if you do not like using online for credit cards, we do have a check cash form on our website, peoplewhocare.org, that you can use to mail a check today to count for Connect to a Cause. All 74 of these organizations are participating in a donation match through our business champions, and we are so grateful for those business champions that have helped to create a $40,000 match and incentive pool. You can find, we will be streaming on Facebook Live all day today, and you can find a schedule of those events on our calendar. We do have the arts and culture segment beginning at 9 a.m., where we are featuring Elyria Arts Council, Lorraine Palace Theater, Mighty Goliath Productions, and the Southern Lorraine County Historical Society. And then we have power hours running all through the day for the different segments. So it's a great opportunity to add additional leverage to the causes that you care about by making a donation today on Connect to a Cause Day.
Wow, this is really planned out well. And you have different people who sponsor kind of different hours and different events. And so you have not only those of nonprofits that span the gamut. You know, we talked about, you mentioned historical society. There's other things that help with social issues, other ones that just happen, you know, very locally within certain neighborhoods. So it's a way for them to people to find those out. But then there's other organizations as well that are helping on top of that. What is your duty throughout these 12 hours? How have you paced yourself? Have you got your snacks and your water ready to get you through this marathon?
I am still sipping on my first coffee, so we kicked off at 8 a.m. on Facebook Live. I am going to be leading our educational and youth development segment that begins at 11 o'clock. And then we have at 1 o'clock our Strengthening Lorraine County segment, and at 3 o'clock our Health and Human Services segment. And then we have another all-in power hour from 6:30 to 7:30 this evening. Donations that come in between 6:30 and 7:30 this evening to any of the nonprofit organizations can help them potentially get an additional $1,000 added to their donation contributions. So we are so thrilled to be doing all of this. I've got my water. I've got my coffee. We have breakfast en route. We have lunch being delivered later. You know, it's going to be a great 12 hours of activity for us. And, you know, we've got a lot of great activity going on online. You know, we already have some organizations that have had really nice checks come in, but we also have other organizations that are just getting started with, you know, $50, $25. But it's a great opportunity to one-stop shop and your charitable giving to up to 74 different nonprofits.
And Laura, I know you've mentioned before, sometimes people check out one particular nonprofit, but along the way, they learn about others that, you know, there might be a good connection there.
And that's a great example, and thank you so much for bringing that up. In fact, we had somebody show up with a check yesterday that she had gotten correspondences from two of the participating nonprofits, and they sent her the check form that has a listing of all 74 nonprofits. And she actually ended up making donations to about 12 different nonprofits. She donated larger amounts to the two where she got the mailings letting her know about the event, but then she also did, you know, $25, $50 donations to a number of the other organizations that she recognized, or I think she said, you know, she has a niece that works for one of the organizations that's participating, and then she had, you know, another organization that had touched her family in some way. So what intended to be initially, you know, supporting two organizations ended up being supporting 12, and that's not uncommon with the donors. As they scroll through, they say, hey, I recognize that group, or, oh, I didn't know this group was participating. And, you know, a lot of folks that are getting more accustomed to this are really beginning to save up their annual giving for today so that they could support all of their favorite organizations on one day, help them leverage that match, help them leverage those opportunities for additional prizes throughout the day. So they're really beginning to look at this as how can they help create the most leverage for the causes that matter to them.
Talking this morning with Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Connect to a Cause Day today is going on 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 12 hours of a, sort of a crowdfunding campaign. It just builds excitement. People are always excited to see what other organizations are out there. I'm scrolling through the big list that you have at peoplewhocare.org. I've only got to the letter F right now. There are so many of these different organizations. And in a sense, sometimes there are organizations out there that have maybe a smaller megaphone, a smaller voice. But by teaming up with the Community Foundation or being a part of this, you kind of give a spotlight to them and they really understand, okay, these are people that are doing a good job. Here's an organization like the Community Foundation who are showing us that maybe you should help out these organizations. So it's a little bit of a, you know, a stamp of approval or a sense that it puts them up with the big boys in a sense too.
Yeah. And I've often told the nonprofits, you know, this is probably even more so about marketing as it is about fundraising, because a lot of these organizations, you know, it's a great way to give them exposure because they are smaller organizations. They may not have the bandwidth to do major marketing campaigns that some of the other organizations do. So by really being able to leverage their outreach during this time and really try to focus on folks that may not be familiar to them, it's a great opportunity for folks to get familiar with them and maybe cultivate, you know, newer contributors to their organization.
Yeah, and also maybe just to remind people of all the different organizations that are out there. And you mentioned you have those different hours where you've kind of segmented it kind of related to their topic. So maybe, as you mentioned, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock is arts and culture, education, youth development coming up at 11, 1 o'clock, strength, Lorain County, strengthening of human services as well, and a lot of fun events continuing on. Again, and you've got that QR code, which makes it easy for a lot of people. Craig, I've been practicing with my phone. I know your phone. You're still trying to get that QR code.
I'm trying to turn my phone on.
I understand. You know. Well, that's the whole thing. You have to connect to people where they are, and you have all sorts of ways. There's even phone numbers that people can call, right, to help
out.
Yep,
they can call our main line. They can call the 440-984-7390. We have folks waiting online to help you with or waiting on the phone to help you with phone call donations as well. So that's 440-984-7390. And once again, peoplewhocare.org. And all roads on our website lead to that donation page. If you don't want to look through all 74, you're going in knowing there's an organization that is near and dear and that's the organization that you want to support, there is a search feature to help you, you know, go directly to that organization rather than scrolling through the list like Bruce mentioned. But if you're curious and want to see who all is there, see if there's names that you haven't heard of before, then definitely take that extra minute or two to scroll through and learn about each of those wonderful organizations.
Right, and see where you can maybe add some money to and look at some organizations that maybe can use your support. And maybe even, as we mentioned before, maybe that organization, then you can, besides just having funding, maybe you can give a little bit of elbow grease, manpower, to be a part of it too. So it's always a way to help out organizations any way you can. Laura, we appreciate you joining us every month, but this is a special time when we get to talk about Connect to a Cause. I know you got a lot going on, and people will follow you on Facebook as well with the different live reports, and we appreciate your time, and good luck with your big crowdfunding event today.
Certainly. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thanks. Laura Malone with Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is where to go, or you can check out their Facebook page. They've got a lot of different kickoff events, and every once in a while they're posting some live reports for their different events going on. peoplewhocare.org, the Community Foundation, and their annual Connect to a Cause.